I'm Taylor.
And this is Weightless.
Actors on Mars is the name of the miniseries. This podcast was recorded during a global pandemic.
During the pandemic lockdown, not surprisingly, actors, comedians, writers, and filmmakers were not considered essential workers.
But what if actors, comedians, writers, and filmmakers are more essential than we realize?
These people are largely responsible for communicating the value of products and services or stories that convey ideas and ideologies.
They are hired whenever you want to undermine or promote agendas.
Thus, for better and worse, they have shaped the world we have.
A world that now appears on the brink of self-destruction.
This is not to blame the sorry state of the world on filmmakers, writers, comedians, and actors.
This miniseries, Actors on Mars, is about training actors, filmmakers, writers, and comedians to be the very people who are positioned to transform society.
To explore this in a series of episodes, we have a guest, Tilly Block, who is a marine biologist, a space law expert, blockchain futurist, and computer programmer.
Hello.
Hi. Ms. Block runs a cryptocurrency exchange and is a mediator as well.
Yep. Did you read about Cartman's drama triangle and review the four stages based on Jung we sent?
Yes.
We're interested in your take on Jordan's vision to design a new society.
Who's Jordan?
He is the founder of SpaceCouples.com and SpaceSingles.com, two sites that are building lists of those who want to go to Mars or live inside a long-term Mars simulation on Earth to gather data.
The seven C's include things like cooperation, communication, curiosity, compassion, and creativity in a person and in a group.
It's really about cultivating yin energy.
More yin energy sounds good. We'd have a different type of society that's perhaps more sustainable.
Okay, but we don't want to have any currency. Before money, people worked hard and created for the sake of the good and the pure love of truth and beauty.
But how can this scale to form a sustainable society?
If everyone is given the resources they need, like food, medicine, and shelter, money is then seen for what it is, an ego trip.
The ego wants to get you money and praise so you have proof of worth. It wants you to get attention, respect, appreciation, and power.
Don't we want some reward tied to innovation? Why create if there's no reward? Why create if there's no reward?
This is where actors, comedians, writers, and filmmakers literally come into the picture.
So, you train actors, comedians, writers, and filmmakers in a variety of systems that regulate human interaction and consciousness. Then you send them to Mars to do what?
Before we explain that, we need to take a step back. In 2019, 2 years before Jordan started SpaceCouples.com and SpaceSingles.com, there was a TED Talk by a famous actor.
And it's funny, it's sort of the opposite feeling because it doesn't come from getting attention. It comes from paying attention. When I'm acting, I get so focused that I'm only paying attention to one thing. Like when I'm on set and we're about to shoot and the first AD calls out rolling, and then I hear speed, marker, set, and then the director calls action. I've heard that sequence so many times, like it's become this Pavlovian magic spell for me. Rolling, speed, marker, set, and action. Something happens to me, I can't even help it. My attention narrows, and everything else in the world, anything else that might be bothering me or might grab my attention, it all goes away, and I just there. And that feeling, that is what I love. Like, that to me is creativity, and that's the biggest reason I'm so grateful that I get to be an actor. So there's these two powerful feelings. There's getting attention and paying attention. Of course, in the last decade or so, new technology has allowed more and more people to have this powerful feeling of getting attention for any kind of creative expression, not just acting. It could be writing or photography or drawing or music, everything. The channels of distribution have been democratized, and that's a good thing. But I do think there's an unintended consequence for anybody on the planet with an urge to be creative. I think that our creativity is becoming more and more of a means to an end, and that end is to get attention. In my experience, the more I go after that powerful feeling of paying attention, the happier I am. But the more I go after the powerful feeling of getting attention, the unhappier I am.
Creativity doesn't come from getting attention, but from paying attention.
Joseph's claim is that the primary challenge for quality acting is the desire to get attention and the desire to make money. It takes you out of the scene.
So if you remove both of these objectives and the goal is to give attention, you are happier and more focused.
He's saying that creativity isn't pure when it's used as a means to an end. When that end is to get attention, you actually lose creativity and joy.
When any creator isn't focused on getting attention, but on paying attention, they're happier. The more they chase attention, the unhappier they are.
We can imagine that creativity is quasi-alive, and if you're using it for any purpose other than paying attention, it intentionally makes you less happy. We can imagine that creativity is quasi-alive, and if you're using it for any purpose other than paying attention, it intentionally makes you less happy. Follow the Tao to be an instrument of the way.
But what does this have to do with actors, writers, filmmakers, and comics on Mars?
Picture 99 people living on Mars, or in the world's largest Mars simulation on Earth. How are they organized? Do they use our existing models of organization and leadership?
What is Andy Warhol's most famous quote?
Art is what you can get away with.
Not that one. This one. In the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes.
So the vision is that some of the 99 people who comprise the colony will be actors, comedians, writers, and filmmakers who will create.
Create what?
Movies.
There's a considerable cost of sending a person to Mars. It has to be only essential personnel. How are they essential?
They will pay attention. They will be creative. They will make documentaries and fictional short films to motivate, explore, uncover, and investigate.
This is, different. You are going to devote huge resources to have a documentary production crew on Mars?
Actually, several crews at once.
Why several crews?
Every 24 hours, all 99 members of the colony will watch a new film about one of their members.
One night, the film might proclaim the great job someone is doing. The next night, the film dramatizes concerns over some big change or lack of change. Another night, it would be investigative journalism to clarify obstacles, challenges, and opportunities.
And if a person feels hurt, lonely, afraid, or bored, the film that night alerts the community.
It's a 9-month trip and expensive. Most will be expected to be away from Earth for years.
So many people will feel broken. If so, the film compassionately explores their struggle to invite catharsis and inquiry. Not a therapist, but a community engagement.
If the subject of that film feels lonely, has lost hope and motivation, then the film opens a discussion.
The next night, there can be a hero story about a person or a team that's doing good work. This can motivate those in the team, the other 99, and even get people to come to the Mars colony to contribute.
All of this replaces money. All financial needs of housing, clothing, food, and medical care are provided. Revenue of the colony is shared based on what is needed, not on the level of contribution, as everyone is contributing their best. And if they aren't, the film is the way to explore what's in the way.
You still get respect and attention for your contribution, but it's not from bragging or proof of worth.
It's all on the screen. The film about you or your team that conveys a message.
This is how we keep people going when the days start to feel meaningless and people get homesick.
Then, the next night, a film is shown that opens up an honest debate. The actors are trained to facilitate the post-film discussion, to explore those things.
There would be limited access to other entertainment, so these movie nights are the highlight.
Especially if spacecouples.com and spacesingles.com can get good creative people to go to Mars or enter the simulation to make the films.
You mean talented?
Yes, but also good people. Kind people.
Their motive is not creativity as a means to getting attention for being clever, funny, or talented, but comes out of the desire to pay attention to the subject.
The creativity is not there in order to support a product, service, or political agenda. It's not to make money. It's the result of paying attention and being receptive. That's the yin aspect.
When art is receptive to the good, beautiful, and true, it can inspire.
It can help us deeply explore what's going on and give us the means to face challenges.
All are mission critical, as that's how we build group cohesion. Group storytelling is something humans have relied upon for millennia.
If the actors, writers, comedians, and filmmakers are taught certain systems, the Tao, Cartman's Drama Triangle, Transactional Analysis, Enneagram, Alchemy, and Tarot, societal change can happen.
The end product is a new society that balances yin and yang. We show that we do better without money, greed, proof of worth, and the quest to get respect and attention.
The linchpin is that we motivate action and inquiry through the films.
The elevator pitch is that to transform society, you have movie night on Mars.
Yes, it sounds crazy, which is why we need someone with your skills to build the bridge.
The seed is, in the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes.
That's your core code instruction.
Not famous to billions of people, just to the other 99 people who now get to see you and they give you attention. That attention can be praise, respect, or empathy.
If we agree that films are the vehicle for this, and that the films ensure the seven C's and wean us off the use of currency, then comedians, actors, filmmakers, and writers are essential.
Again, each night, the films are different, covering a different person or local issue.
One night, perhaps the subject of the documentary is depicted as a hero, and this inspires the audience. Or maybe some views speak up after the film to contradict the claim. Either reception helps explore what's true. There may be a discussion about how the person is or is not as heroic as the film presented. That film could highlight mismanagement, short-sightedness, or present a new initiative, rule, request, or perspectives. If a colonist feels the film ignores something, exaggerates something, or is misleading, there is a discussion about that. When we lower our TPM, we can reduce yang and increase yin. That means we spend less time judging what is better or worse. The result is we have more awareness of our awareness. That allows us to pay more attention to our feelings and how others feel. This brings greater compassion, cooperation, curiosity, communications, and caring. Taoism is not the typical profile for a professional astronaut, comedian, actor, writer, or filmmaker. In there, you work and play to reorient yourself, reduce yang, and increase yin. Without that balance of yin and yang, as we are seeing on Earth, society isn't sustainable. In acting, comedy, writing, filmmaking, and as astronauts, there is often a sense of powerlessness. But powerlessness is welcomed in Taoism as we greet every thought as a friend. So the movies can't be pushing an agenda. They're crucial to fostering yin receptivity, paying attention, not seeking it. The more we welcome yin, the more we focus on how to receive, to pay attention. The result is a lower TPM, thoughts per minute.
The next night, there could be a film that profiles a person who feels unappreciated and lonely. This can open up healing.
Or get that person a date.
The night after that, the documentary could be investigative journalism about some issue the colony is facing or should face.
It seems the films and the discussions surrounding them are ways to mediate and achieve peace.
The films aren't supposed to push a view, but provide an overview. They spark discussion. If the after-film conversation shows something that requires deeper exploration, one of the other creative teams could get to work on a counterpoint.
This would mean the colony requires a large room that can fit 99 people.
Yes, or 33 if there are three shifts.
Perhaps having a large room is not as efficient as smaller domes, but given the function of cohesion, it's necessary.
And the creative teams can do other tasks too. There are many unskilled labor needs, like sweeping the red dust of Mars off the equipment, farming, and simple electronic and plumbing repairs. These skills can be trained.
But the main mission of the creative teams, even if they can only devote an hour a day, is to create documentaries. Thus, it may not be Andy Warhol's 15 minutes. It could be just a few minutes to make the point and spark a discussion after the film is screened.
The job of someone truly creative is not to get attention, but to pay attention.
That's yin energy, as they are receptive.
There's some yang too, as a compelling film can shift behavior.
The goal is to move the colony's culture away from seeking proof of worth and not getting love through exclusive resources, power, and influence, but rather by sharing.
And paying attention to others.
The films do offer a way to get respect and get attention for your work.
Yes, but the respect and attention is for work that contributes to the group cohesion. This is different than doing work that proves how clever and talented you are.
The key to this is that after each short film is shown, perhaps over dinner, the creative team leads a discussion. The idea is that each film is seen by the entire community. The goal is to find what's true and good, even if it doesn't seem beautiful.
I assume the creative teams will be trained to facilitate the post-film discussion.
Yes, they do the same work in the Mars simulation in order to learn how to elicit comments from an audience and manage conflict and counteract apathy.
The creative teams are there to pay attention, so they are doing quality control, counseling, helping shape policy, and, if shown on Earth, recruiting more colonists.
Yes, recruiting people who are inspired, but also clear on the challenges, so not overly idealistic.
These creative teams could help reveal what transactions could be made.
What do you mean?
Well, without money or bartering, there needs to be a way to identify what people want, need, and can offer. An AI-based engine could facilitate some of this, but when someone in the audience, on Earth or on Mars, gets to see the challenges faced by the subject of the short film, or some issue they're facing, this can spark the imagination. The creative teams and their films can help facilitate collaboration, exchange, or other ways that can be met.
So, there it is. Replacing Mummy with Mars Movie Night.
What do you think?
I like it. The goal is balance and harmony, like Taoism.
Yes, Taoism fosters the feminine and receptive energy. This is often blocked by money, property rights, and when people need to get attention rather than give it.
The main principle in Taoism is Wu Wei, non-action but the work gets done. It's achieved by lowering your thoughts per minute, or what we call the TPM.
Meditation is a great way to lower your TPM.
A poem, like the Fool card of the tarot, dropping your agenda is in your marrow. Like a leaf floating on the river, an arrow poised in a celestial quiver. We reach for the stars without grasping, breathe air without gasping.
That's why the simulations on Earth are vital. Anyone who is creative is already
like the
accessing
of the tarot
for their inspiration.
Dropping your
so
agenda
already
is
open
in
your
Taoism.
Like a leaf
if
floating
your mind
on a
has
river,
a victim story or a complaint about you,
someone
a celestial
situation, you
we
still
reach
treat
for the
it
stars
as without grasping. We get more into this in other episodes
breathe
and we call it the
gasping.
TTT. Transmit, transform, tranquility. But for now, suffice it to say, without the training, nightly movies on Mars could just be propaganda and partisanship. The goal is that people feel seen and heard. The films can't be pushing any agenda, or the colony will revert to the Earth-like Yang systems where motivation is through money, laws, and the carrot and the stick.
This is all about seeing, forgiving, and beginner's mind, about whatever thoughts, images, plans, judgments, and attachments arise. If we don't call our last thought a friend, we get lost in the KDT, Cartman's drama triangle. It begins with the first corner, where we identify as a victim or deny that identification.
But either way,
If we don't greet the complaint and potential victimhood as friend, we have attachment as desire or aversion, and so we lack beginner's mind.
If we fear change that's coming, or fear no change is coming, but greet both as friend, we won't activate the persecutor and rescuer.
That's how we activate the other two corners, the persecutor and the rescuer. The persecutor and the rescuer, as we either agree or disagree with the claim of victimhood. And then we get lost in binary, good versus bad.
If we fear change that's coming, or fear no change is coming, but greet both as friend, we won't activate the persecutor and rescuer.
Otherwise, we rush to commit, accept, or reject something in order to remove the fear.
If we fear change, no change, or waiting, the thesis is you're a victim, or you're a potential victim. Then we rush to suppress, agree, or disagree. All three reactions pull us into the Cartman drama triangle, the KDT.
By having our only response be friend and beginner's mind, we move beyond the KDT and out of the binary of thesis versus antithesis.
When we lack synthesis, we rush to assume one thing is bad and the other is good. The persecutor is seen as bad, not a friend, but a critic. The rescuer is seen as good, but not a friend, but our salvation. Thus, we get attached to agreeing or disagreeing that we are a victim.
If we just label the thought as friend and don't take a position on its persecution or rescue, we don't bring Cartman's drama triangle, the KDT, down upon us.
But with the KDT, we claim to be, or not to be, the victim, or at least a potential victim.
Yes, if we rush to assume without considering, we may not know. We bring Cartman's drama triangle, the KDT, down upon us. With the KDT, we claim to be the victim or potential victim, or deny that.
We ask one part of the mind to play the persecutor and blame someone, something, or ourselves. Then the other part of the mind plays the rescuer.
To stay out of the KDT, we greet thoughts as friend. We say friend to a thought that fears change will happen or not happen. We say friend to the fear that waiting isn't safe. When we say friend, we are not rushing to suppress, agree, or disagree.
So, how does this get addressed during the Mars simulation?
It may take 9 months in the Mars simulation to move beyond the KDT, and that change may never happen. Or maybe it happens, but is lost once the simulation ends.
Thus, the most successful crews to Mars will likely go straight from the simulation to the launch pad without even going home for a minute, lest the KDT returns.
Are you saying that you go right from your semi-confinement on Earth to the confinement of the trip on Mars?
Yes, and of course living on Mars is also confinement. So we're adding months to the confinement, but I mean really, all these rocket scientists thinking about the issue, you can't expect people to go from having a hot and yang mind on Earth directly to the cold and yin of space. If we let astronauts bring the KDT to Mars, another world ruined.
It sounds like you see the KDT as a mental virus.
Yes.
So, during the simulation, do people get therapy?
Yes, in a way, but it's also the opposite.
Becoming or seeing a coach, pastor, therapist, or astronaut can be beautiful, and it can help you solve problems. But it is important to also see the other side that these professions may not value. The other side of seeing or becoming a coach? Being with problems without rushing to remove them.
The other side of seeing or becoming a coach, pastor, therapist, or astronaut isn't self-reliance. That's just more rescuer. This is an upward movement. Triangle to pyramid, going beyond thesis versus antithesis, beyond the persecutor versus the rescuer.
But many people want to find a rescuer or rescue themselves.
True, and if we are one of those people, our job is to greet such desires as friend.
When you rush to solve a problem, get information, share information, or make a choice whatsoever, whether with the help or on your own, the rushing means part of you believes you are a victim. Part of you is looking to deny or rescue from that. and part wants to figure out who to blame. The rushing means you maintain the KDT, have excess yang running your agenda based on wanting to have or remove dependency, conformity, or individuality. You lose harmony. If you want to go to see or become a coach, pastor, therapist, or astronaut, see if the goal is to talk unkindly about your persecutor or rescuer. That's your right, but unless the clear intent is to see the persecutor or rescuer as friend, then you are still lost in the KDT. Being rescued or self-rescue from a problem or decision could lead to more suffering if the resolution reinforces the KDT.
So the persecutor or rescuer can be something internal or external?
Yes. When it's internal, it's linked to your imagination. Jung's four states, the 9 points on the Enneagram, the superego, the negative controlling parent mind, or the defiant negative free child that wants to decide, control, manage, escape, conquer, or destroy.
The persecutor or rescuer can also be external, like a person, event, or an achievement that you're sure is, was, or would be good or bad for you. Deciding you want to see or become a coach, pastor, therapist, or astronaut seems to be the opposite of saying you don't want to see or become one. But it's not. Both are binary. Doing or not doing are usually seeking rescue through a decision. The state of not knowing if you will see or become a coach, pastor, therapist, or astronaut is magical. That is the liminal state, the in-between.
If we go to see or become a coach, pastor, therapist, or astronaut, or refuse these options, with the certainty we will be rescued, and not calling the opposite view a friend, we are in the KDT.
We may find we are rescued, but then only the rescuer is our friend, and thus the persecutor returns.
These 3 points on the triangle, victim, persecutor, and rescuer, are all linked. The rescuer seems to birth the persecutor as perhaps there's a desire to matter. The persecutor seems to birth the rescuer as perhaps there's a desire to remove pain.
The latter offering is a plan of attack, escape, or rescue.
The same for an actor who accepts a role in a play, someone who gets married, has a child, takes a job, or chooses to go to Mars. If we believe, this will be my rescue, we enter the triangle as the victim and are attached to being rescued.
If we believe, this will be my rescue, we enter the triangle as the victim and are attached to being rescued. When the rescue fails to work, the persecutor returns and the cycle continues.
The same applies if we have decided to be or not to be, to see or not to see, a coach, pastor, therapist, or astronaut. The same applies if we have decided to take or refuse a job, enter or exit grad school, accept or decline a role in a play, choose to go to Mars, or to stay on Earth. It's folly deciding you want to go to Mars before you do a Mars simulation.
But the simulation is not offering coaching and therapy to help people go beyond the KDT. So how can people get beyond it?
The program is not anti-coaching or anti-therapy, nor is it in favor of them. It's simply taking a Taoist approach that suggests before you rush to make a choice, be rescued by an action or view, consider making your top three, F-U-N. First, calling each thought a friend. Second, it's okay to be uncertain about what is best. And third, non-denial of feelings.
Feeling your feelings is the top priority. If we don't greet a thought as a friend, we are likely to rush to suppress, agree, or disagree with thoughts in the KDT, which keeps us going.
If you have unwanted feelings from the belief you have made bad choices, or if you feel impaired in making good choices, the top priority is not finding a solution. It's to be okay with uncertainty and feeling your feelings. Once you do that, wisdom around choices should arise naturally. If you don't feel okay with uncertainty and feeling your feelings, then your motives and priorities are likely derived from the KDT. It's excess yang and a desire for control.
When we greet our thoughts as friends and feel our feelings, we slow down inviting greater wisdom and synthesis. If we don't, we speed up inviting less wisdom and thesis versus antithesis. If we don't, we speed up and invite less wisdom and thesis versus antithesis. When we speed up, we rush to suppress, agree, or disagree with thoughts from the persecutor or rescuer, and with thoughts that say we are or aren't a victim.
If we don't greet a thought as friend, we rush to suppress, agree, or disagree, to accept or reject it.
Yes, and then the choice we make is likely to align with the persecutor or rescuer thesis. It could be about a story, thought, belief, image, or plan, and that is what invites its antithesis.
If you don't call a thought friend, some part of you sees you as a victim who is being persecuted or rescued. So we lack beginner's mind, and that activates the other two corners, the persecutor and the rescuer. So we lack beginner's mind, and that activates the other two corners, the persecutor and the rescuer. If we miss this point, we continue to rush to suppress, agree, or disagree thoughts, and thus perpetuate attachment and suffering.
I like seeing this as casting. If you don't greet one thought as friend, then the next thought doesn't expect to be cast as your friend either. So it either plays rescuer or persecutor.
And thus, you lose presence, harmony, balance, and peace. Most assume that we should get what we want. Most of us assume we should get what we want and avoid what we don't. That may be true, but we get hooked when we feel 100% sure we should get what we want and avoid what we don't. Why? Because that assumes we know getting what we want is best. But in reality, we have no clue what's best.
So, can we go after what we want? Going to Mars? Getting married? Getting divorced? I'm not sure where we get our motives without the KDT if we are in beginner's mind about it all.
Great question. Yes, we still pursue what we want, but we don't know what's best, and we try to delay that pursuit as long as possible.
It sounds like being foolish, lazy, or procrastinating.
It will look like that, but you're not lazy as you are using all your energy to greet each other as friend and not suppress, agree, or disagree. Then, when something happens, it may not have so much excess yang in attachment. It happens without the certainty that we know what's best.
Ah, so we are more flexible, less attached, more yin and receptive, more compassionate, creative, curious, and it's easier to find compromise and cooperation. Less hierarchies.
You got it.
Again, not all therapy is coaching. Not all coaching is coaching. But we should be cautious, for if we are coaching another or ourselves with the goal of making a decision, or the goal of changing how we feel before being okay with indecision and not changing how we feel, we create attachment and the KDT. It's much more important to be okay with not knowing what is right and not being able to change how you feel, as then you learn to accept uncertainty and how you feel. If you are hungry, you want food. If you are lonely, you want companionship. Both are fine. But if you rush to remove feelings of hunger, sadness, loneliness, and confusion, then you aren't allowing yourself to slow down and be with them.
Otherwise, you're attached to the food and companion to solving problems rather than being enjoyed for what it is.
Outside of dire emergencies, it's more important to be okay with indecision than rushing to decide. We want to be comfortable with indeterminacy and not being able to control our thoughts, images, and feelings.
If we are not okay with indecision, if we rush to decide, then part of us will be attached to that decision being right, and part will be attached to it being wrong. To manage the unmanageable, we will seek to control what others think and feel. When we see the urge to take or suppress an action to reach some viewpoint or decision, we say, "Hello, friend."
As per the KDT, the action, view, and choice you make will be done in order to blame you for unwanted feelings or rescue you from them.
Right on.
If we are okay with confusion, unhappiness, or hunger, then when we seek information, joy, and food, we are not attached nor rushed. If you feel urgency to make choices and solve problems, then Taoism and the training in the Mars retreat may not be attractive. If you feel urgency to make choices and solve problems, then this content isn't for you. But if you are curious why being comfortable with not knowing could be more important than knowing, then you are open. Maybe you don't need to keep rushing to get, avoid, remove, or keep some past, future image or object that the mind promises will make you feel safe and loved.
If you're slowing down enough to enter the Taoist orbit, then there may be a treasure for you on Mars, or after the Mars simulation. If not, it's fine to not apply for the simulation, and might be best not to declare your interest in Mars, as it's likely to bring suffering as you bring the KDT to Mars.
Let me see if I have the full picture. Your goal is to prevent the Cartman drama triangle from spreading into space like a meme or virus. So if people enter the Mars simulation, they get weeks or months of hearing Taoist teachings. Then they get on a list to go to Mars. Ideally, at least some people will go directly from a few weeks or months in the simulation to launching right into space.
What a wonderful summary. Yes. You see, without mission control, people in space don't know what's a priority. If people go to Mars feeling attached and still using the KDT, that planet won't help us evolve as a species. It's just a big rock covered with rust.
So, the retreats, or Mars simulations, are to prepare those who want to go to Mars and who want to improve life on Earth. The documentaries filmed on Mars and in the simulation crowdsource solutions, investigate, inspire, and identify the KDT, the victim, persecutor, rescuer thinking. They offer a way for people to explore new options. Let's conclude with a meditation. When you inhale, all that matters is giving gentle attention to that in-breath. Then, as you hold the breath inside, you see what thoughts arise. All that matters now is calling it friend, and not rushing to suppress or grieve or disagree. All that matters now is calling it friend, and not rushing to suppress, agree, or disagree. Then, give your gentle attention to the out-breath. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. Inhale. Hold it. Take what you are given. What thought is there in the stillness? Can you call it friend? Exhale. Give back what you have taken. How do you feel?
Weightless.
This has been Podcast on Mars. This has been Ticket to Mars. This has been Weightless. Thank you for listening. That was a good show, everyone.
Woo!
Oh, this was so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You take care.